All right. So so last week, if you were here, we talked about just sometimes God calls us to do some things that are difficult and challenging. That God calls us to step out in faith, and as He leads us, our response is to go. Our response is to do. Our response really is to get on the altar and say, "Okay, God, what do You want for me and for my life?" And that's not always easy. And a lot of times that's an incredible challenge, and most time we don't typically take those steps that God leads us to take. And so anyway, so I know their story, and they're going to share a little bit of their story, and then I'm going to ask them some questions about something cool that's happening in a couple of weeks. So go ahead, guys.
Right on. Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to share with everybody. I want to start out by saying that as you get to know us, you'll soon find out that Barclay is the one that speaks in our family. She's very good at it, runs in her family. Her dad's a pastor, and the last time I was asked to speak in front of a significant crowd was at a funeral, and I called the deceased person by the wrong name. That's a true story. So I'm just going to start off our story just a little bit. This was probably late 2018. I came home from work one day, and Barclay met me in the kitchen before I even had my coat off, and she says, we should quit our jobs and sell our house and travel the world doing missions. And I was like, okay, let's do it. And that's how the story began, and I'm going to hand it off to her now.
That did happen. The kitchen story did happen, but there's a little bit of backstory to it. So we had been feeling in our hearts for quite a while just that God was calling us to do more with our lives. We had become very complacent in our jobs, in our finances, in our North American Canada life, and we just felt like God was maybe calling us to do some things that might not be comfortable, but were still from Him. After we had Lincoln, we began to feel this even stronger as a parent. We did not want Lincoln growing up thinking that everyone else in the world lives like we do here in Canada. We didn't want him to feel entitled to going to school and going to church and, you know, the freedom and just all the luxuries that we have here in Canada. It was very important to us that as he grew, he would see the rest of the world and that he would learn to love God and to love his neighbors, not just locally, but globally as well. So during this time, we had been reading a book by author and pastor David Platt. It's called Something Needs to Change, and it helped propel us into this adventure that we're going to tell you about. But I wanted to just share a quote from it. It says, "As we started the incline, the irony is not lost on me. I realize that God is calling me to new heights of love for him and others, to a kind of love that goes beyond all my religious learning or sense of religious responsibility, to a kind of love only God can create. A kind of love that causes you to change the plans you might have had for your life or your family or your future. A kind of costly and uncomfortable love that's neither complacent nor content to protect yourself from the needs of those around you." So as we started to kind of think about what this might look like, this is like a little bit before the kitchen conversation, we got involved with an organization called Mission Builders. So Mission Builders is a sister company or organization to Youth with a Mission, or as most people would know it as YWAM. And they send short-term volunteers to various YWAM locations around the world. So there's like 100 YWAM, or 100 or 200, probably more than that, right? YWAM locations around the world. So we thought, this is what we're going to do. At the end of 2019, we sold our house and we left our jobs and we took Lincoln out of school. He was 5 in senior kindergarten at that time. And the plan was to work with YWAM from the majority of 2020, visiting 8 different countries over that year. We picked the wrong year for that. So we flew out on January 2nd of 2020. We had a suitcase and a backpack each, and a yoga mat for me. And the world at this time was still normal, but as we all know now looking back, that was not going to last. So we had been living in an Airbnb for a couple months after we sold our house. We flew out, and the first place we went to was St. Lucia. We stayed with YWAM St. Lucia. We worked with kids programs. We fed homeless. That was Lincoln's favorite part, was feeding the homeless every week. And Stuart worked at a juvenile boys prison. We were there for a month. The world was still relatively calm. And then in February, we flew to Costa Rica, working with YWAM Heredia. So we at YWAM Heredia, it was a big base, lots of stuff going on. You kind of signed up for weekly jobs. I did a lot of cleaning bathrooms, cleaning rooms, cooking, and Stuart dug septic tanks with his hands. So I do feel like in that situation, I won out with the better jobs. Lincoln had jobs too. He fed the cows every morning, and this is a time where it kind of goes into this uncomfortable love. So Costa Rica was beautiful, if anybody's ever been there. But at night, we slept in a dorm room type setting in bunk beds, the three of us, for the month. And when you got into bed at night, you had to lift up your sheets with a flashlight to look for scorpions before you actually like curled in and went to bed. And Lincoln was about five that time and came to me one day with a cut on his finger. It was not severe, but I was asking him what happened, how he got that cut. And he cut his finger on a machete as he was cutting down cane grass to feed the cows. And I do remember feeling like, we're not in Canada anymore. So we were there until February 29th, in which we flew to South Africa. When we were in South Africa, we worked with various schools and orphanages and a hunting ranch. And by mid-March, as you know, the world's beginning to implode. So as this is happening, we were actually in an area of South Africa where we didn't get very good Wi-Fi because, you know, it's Africa. So we'd get Wi-Fi like maybe once or twice a day. And when we did, we kept getting all these messages from our friends and family back here in Ontario. And they were like, they're closing the schools. You can't get toilet paper anywhere. And we were totally like, what is happening in Ontario? Like, South Africa is so calm and chill, and there's like no COVID. And let me tell you, like 6 months later, that was not the situation in South Africa. So we actually went into a military lockdown there. As lockdowns began occurring everywhere around the world, we were placed in a military one. So that just means that you were not allowed outdoors. Our wonderful friends and family back home here were like really complaining about their lockdown, where Home Depot only has 3 shades of blue paint available. And we, like, you couldn't go outside your house. There was tanks on the street, there were soldiers, we were in this little Airbnb with Lincoln. And that is how a lot of other countries were during this time. My brother lives in Jordan in the Middle East, and when they would get 1 day a week, they were allowed to leave their house. Other than that, a siren would go off, you had to stay in your house. If you left your house, you were jailed. So even these kind of things, you know, just to see it and witness it differently than how, you know, how it might have been in Canada. So we eventually were sent back to Canada on an emergency rescue repatriation flight. When you hear on the news about Canada sending planes to fly their citizens home, we were on one of those. And we came back to Canada in April 2020, and we were homeless, and we were jobless, and Lincoln had a stomach amoeba. So we really had, we had had this huge plan, and we knew that God wanted us to do it, and the whole plan just imploded. And that was really tough. Like, we were really heartbroken. You're just questioning all this stuff of, this is not where we thought we would be, you know, add on top of it a global pandemic. It was just really chaotic, and we felt like we had given up so much. We had sold our house. We left jobs that we really liked. We made this crazy plan that God had called us to, and it kind of blew up in our faces. But as we worked through that, we realized how much God blessed us. We were faithful to him, so he was so faithful to us. Not only when we were overseas, keeping us safe, getting us home safe. You know, if we had an hour, we would need more than that to tell you all about how God got us back home safe, and then how he blessed us since we've been home. He's continued to be faithful in these dreams and plans that we have. We made extremely strong connections in South Africa because, you know, you're stuck there for weeks, you and some soldiers. And we've been really fortunate. In 2022, the three of us returned again. Later that year, Stuart returned on his own to film a hunting show. And on March 28th of this year, we'll be returning for our fourth time.
So, I mean, obviously, I've heard the story, and it continues to, that you said, you know what, it's just too comfortable here. And you guys just got up and left. And it's so funny, when we talk about getting on the altar, most of us, you know, think it might be giving up something little. But God's like, no, I want you to give up everything and to gain so much more. And it's funny how when we do those things, we often think, oh, it's going to be this incredible blessing, and it's going to be amazing, and everything's going to be awesome. And then you're locked down. It's not what you expected. But it's cool though, because through that story that God has continued to move you, and actually we've been inspired by what God is doing in your life, and also had a chance to hear a little bit about what was birthed in you by being there. You guys are part of a missions organization, or kind of working with a missions organization for something very cool. So can you share a little bit about what you're going to be doing in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, so when we travel back this time, we're going to be spending a few days out at the ranch. And the ranch, yeah, it's so the guy that started this whole village, South Africa, his name is Rufus Luttig, and he owns a hunting ranch that's 80,000 acres of property that people from all over the world come to hunt there. And the money that is provided from the hunting goes back into the two schools that he supports for private Christian education, three different soup kitchens, and at one point there was two orphanages, but there might be just one, two. And so it's all, he's kind of started all of this, and then all of the meat that is harvested from the animals, from the people hunting, goes to the soup kitchens in the local communities. There's three different areas that we do that at. So we're going to be spending time at the soup kitchens. We're going to be spending time on the ranch with Rufus. He's got some construction and stuff going on there we're going to help with. And we'll be Barclay's going to be teaching some apologetics classes at the two different schools. And going to the orphanage. And there's also a medical clinic that they just started. We haven't even been to that yet. So we're going to be bringing some supplies, hopefully, and starting it.
So... for those of you who are hunters or just like you think hunting, I've been to their place, and like I've seen like deer heads and stuff like that before, but there's antlers I've never seen in my entire life, these spirally things. It's actually really cool to see what you guys have been able to do, and all of that goes to actively and tangibly help those around you. And so you guys are heading there. So when are you guys heading back?
We fly out March 28th.
Okay, and how long are you there for again?
Over 2 weeks.
Okay, so they're going to be going. And so as a church, we're looking at ways that we can partner along with them as they go. So you're going to be hearing a little bit more about what God is doing in them and through them. And you're going to hear a little bit more about Village South Africa and what God is doing there. And we're going to look for ways and as a church to partner along with them as they go, because God is at work and he led them and... The Bible is really cool when it says, faithful is he who has called you, he will also bring it to pass. And we're also reminded that man plans his way, but God directs his steps. And it wasn't exactly what you had planned. It wasn't exactly how it was going to unfold, but God's plan is perfect. And what seemed like a failure, seemed like, well, why did we do this? God continues to turn it into something absolutely beautiful. And through you, a church is going to get behind an organization across the world to help those that are in need. So thank you guys for sharing your story. Thank you for sharing a tangible way it looks to actually say yes to God even when it's hard.